From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Arab foreign ministers on Sunday demanded that the United States rescind President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The ministers also called for the UN Security Council to adopt a resolution condemning Mr. Trump's decision, but acknowledged that Washington would most likely veto it. The resolution says the ministers will meet again within a month and held out the possibility that an emergency Arab summit will be held in Jordan to discuss Jerusalem. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who are still displaced. A UN envoy says time is of the essence to resolve tensions on the Korean Peninsula peacefully. Jeffrey Feltman, the UN's Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, visited North Korea last week. North Korea state media says the two sides have agreed to communicate regularly. A UN spokesperson said the diplomats exchanged views on the Korean Peninsula and agreed that the current situation was the most tense and dangerous peace and security issue in the world today. Feltman's visit came right after the U.S. and South Korea launched their biggest ever annual joint air exercises. From Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. President Trump issued a federal declaration for California, paving the way for federal agencies to help coordinate relief efforts. President Trump spoke at the opening of a new civil rights museum in Mississippi Saturday. He praised civil rights leaders such as Medgar Evers and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He also thanked the people who made the museum possible.
I want to congratulate your great governor and all of the people in this room who were so inspirational to so many others to get out and get this done.
The dedication was not without controversy. Several prominent civil rights leaders boycotted the speech over the president's stand on several race issues. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his outrage over an attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. At least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and 5 Congolese soldiers died, and more than 50 were injured.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop contributing countries in the service of global peace.
Security Council members met in a closed session Friday afternoon to discuss the attack after holding a moment of silence in tribute to the victims. At least 6 armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in southwestern Cameroon during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work jointly to reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists are using Nigerian territory as a training ground. We get more in this report.
Cameroon Communication Minister and government spokesman Issa Chiruma says hundreds of youths armed with guns, machetes, and spears attacked Cameroon's police unit in the English-speaking southwestern town of Mamfe Thursday night. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
There was a great disturbance in the force Saturday in Hollywood as Star Wars The Last Jedi had its world premiere at the Shrine Auditorium. This is the 8th installment in the Star Wars franchise, and early reviews are giving it high marks. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.